listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
They say they bought the belt and I bought it. They say don't get the rolling and I bought it. Nigga, I'm balling. My fucking mixtape can get you through college. Getting them dollars. Showing my pearly white teeth. I'm a nigga that's flawless. Came a long way from jumping out of a parlor. Same gun, a different mask. Different ski mask from them coppers. All of this copper. Knock, knock, yo, who could it be? Niggas know I got it on lock. Yuck, yuck. Rappers better move before the niggas get dropped. Mr. Fly Boy got your label hot. I'm the hardest out. Use a tablecloth. Unnecessary balling. I was caught it off. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
Been fucking with my side bitch alone. Main bitch can't stand it. It's it's feedback time. So you guys know what that means. Saturday, well, afternoon today. We gotta talk about all the people that, you know, hooked us up with 5-star reviews, emails, voicemails. What else do they do? Leave comments on the website, vote in the polls. I mean, you guys know the things that you guys do to make us feel so special. Well, we're gonna reciprocate, you know, like people should do. Doesn't that just seem right? Mm-hmm. Seem fair? Now, of course, the first people we need to reciprocate to are the people that donated to the show, because they hooked us up. You know what I'm saying? The official weapon of the show is
potato.
An unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And everybody knows what that means now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about the people that donated.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day.
Ha ha! That's right. It is a new day. And people gave us some new Monet. Maurice November 8. I'm not trying to rhyme. I just don't know what to say. Gave us that recurring donation. Brina H, recurring donator. Thank you very much, Brina. Our man Chris from Hawaii hooked us up with the recurring donation.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Aloha. You know what I'm saying, dog? I know you feel me. Melissa Y gave us a one-time donation and says, I've been freeloading too long. Thank you, TBGWT from Melabella. Thank you, Melabella.
Thank you, sweetie.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. Maxie G. That's a new name.
Yeah, it's real new.
Maxie G, recurring donator. Thank you, Maxie. Corey the Tickler. You know, he hooked us up. We appreciate you, the Tickler.
Mm-hmm.
Looking out for the show. Tabitha M. hit us with that recurring motivation to keep doing this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Conrad L, official first time donated to the show. Shay L hit us with that one time donation. Thank you very much, Shay.
That's definitely new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shay, what? Jennifer O. Jennifer OZ, 40 ounces of love. Hit us with that. Hit us with that recurring donation. Alexis H, recurring donator. Thank you very much, Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl, film underscore Esquire, you know, Olivia, she hooked us up. She says, I get a bonus. You and Karen get a bonus. Merry Christmas, love, Olivia. Look at that.
Oh,
look
thank
at
you,
Jesus.
Sweetie. Why would he do it?
Dana White. Oh, wait. Dana W. Sorry, Dana. Gave us a recurring donation. Thank you very much, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Our man Wonga from Australia. Hitting us up with the money from down under. You know, we will take it from anywhere.
We sure will.
You know, it's all going to the same place.
Yeah, I see you safe out there. Keep on fighting everything that could kill you out there.
Our girl Rosalie hooked us up. Rosalie V.
Mm-hmm.
Erica M hooked us up with a recurring donation. We got a one-time donation from Blue Phoenix Fashions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Blue Phoenix. We appreciate
mm-hmm.
you. Damian Jackson,
who I am for real,
recurring donation. Shirley Wong Esquire, please say the Esquire.
Mm-hmm.
Hooked us up. And that's it. Wow, that's everybody. That was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all came through just in time for Christmas, man. So, you know, about to take this money and go to the Christmas strip club. Let's go.
You look so much better when you're you look so much better when you're
so much better when you're
you look so much better when you're
good. get some mistletoe tassels. You know what I'm saying? Just came up with that on the fly. Somebody need to invent
gonna
that.
Be out there tossing bills with Rudolph.
Holla at Amber. Amber probably know. I'm gonna ask her right now.
You know she knows.
Let me ask. You know Amber.
Amber be on it.
You know Amber did burlesque. You know, for a living and shit. So let me ask at Amber Podcast. Hey, are there how you spell mistletoe? I don't know how you spell mistletoe. Just realize that. Mistletoe tassels. I don't even know how you spell tassels. All right, we're gonna just freestyle this and
somebody let you know. Believe you me.
Nah, I don't want you can't let the internet tell you. All right, I spelled mistletoe correctly. All right, what about tassels?
Yeah, I'm about to say you got the squiggly line.
All right. And I spelled tassels wrong. So 1 point for me and 1 point for the internet. All right, cool. Let's talk about the people who left us 5-star reviews. Okay, you can leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, and we read them as long as they're not crazy. It's a pretty easy rule, right? Let's see. I believe the last one. Okay, I don't remember if we read this one last week or not. So I'm gonna start with this one. Props Long Overdue by Short Fly Guy. Great podcast. This was the first podcast I found with a voice I can relate to, and it's still my go-to podcast a few years later. Rod is no holds barred with his commentary, and Karen is passionate with her takes. Not only by being HBCU alums alike Aggie Pride and living in NC, I listen to y'all feeling like my homies down the road. Keep making that good product. We shall.
Yes, we shall. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you. Long overdue, but it's right on time.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you, anytime you do anything for us, it's on time.
Miss Goodskin says, great podcast, 5 stars. Been listening for about a month, and the content is top notch. We'll sign up for premium soon. Thank you.
Yes, and shout out to all the people that signed up for premium because we did that Star Wars review.
Yeah, a lot of people have been signing up to see what we think about that Star Wars, them wars. Spoiler alert, them shit's good. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. And if you want to get the real spoilers, check out our spoiler movie review of it. And we got 3 more spoiler movie reviews coming out soon. Hopefully, by the end of this weekend, I have them all up.
Mm-hmm.
LB201234 leaves a 5-star review that says, best podcast of 2015, 5 stars. I love this podcast and I recommend it to everyone. Thank you very much. Arrogant Demon 1 says, let me drop these 5 stars. Hello, Ryder Karen. Just wanted to drop these 5 stars so the glare of Karen's side eye don't come my way again. Karen out here scaring y'all into these 5 stars. However we can get it, I don't care. And here's the thing with Trump. They didn't all of a sudden get serious when he was spouting that racist ish towards minorities and Muslims. It was only when he talked about banning Muslims and it had gotten out all over the planet, a chill went down America's spine. What's worse than calling America racist is broadcasting how racist she can be on the worldwide media.
Mm-hmm.
And the side eyes we got all over the planet. Now they want to put this monster back in the box like Pandora, but they can't. They created it.
Right.
And all to all of our detriment. Now we got rallies where they're screaming about burning black protesters. Is it going to take a live lynching for people to get with it? And
right.
The media, I can't. I still hate this fool for the birth certificate. And not one of these journalists asked him, hey, what's up with your investigators in Hawaii finding shit about Obama's birth certificate? That was some bullshit. They haven't even asked him to recant trying to get those boys, the Central 5 Park, killed and sent to jail for all those years for a crime they never committed. Anyways, thanks for providing a podcast that is a logical haven from a world going completely nuts. Rod, Karen, thanks for being there and lending your voices, and hope you have a happy holiday and New Year's with more greatness to come. Thanks, man. We will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll actually be here through the holidays since the days off fall on days we're off,
right?
So, you know,
so for those of you going, oh, everybody taking a break, we'll be here.
Yeah, we might take a break next year,
yeah,
like starting next year sometime, but yeah,
not during Christmas. So I know folks that got to work that they ain't got the next 2 weeks off on. Yes,
my go-to podcast from Hit Ron Up. Love the show. Been a fan since nearly the beginning. The insight, the jokes, the guests, the bad puns, and Karen's laugh. What you talking about bad puns? No, just kidding. They are hard.
Yes, they are.
What more can you ask for in a podcast? Thanks for not only being a premier podcast for us, but for fostering our voice with collaborations with other podcasts in the diaspora. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hit Ron up. Thank you, Rod and Karen. From Nathan Larson, NYC. Really love this podcast. Not only is it funny as hell, but the issues raised are happening right now, current, and are tackled with fearlessness and heart. Thank you for calling attention to incredibly important stories that will never be tracked by the corporate media. I have always enjoyed outlets like NPR, but have been frustrated with the monotony of racial perspective. As a white dude, feel my understanding of my environment is far from complete, and your show fills a much needed hole in my day. Thank you for that huge service, for your wit, for your warmth. All the best.
Thank you, sweetie. Yeah, man,
that's dope. I try to practice the same thing. I follow and listen to people that make me aware, and I think the longer you do something public like this and the more interactive you are, you will become more aware of just other people's points of view by the nature of it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of ignorance out there you have to navigate through, but there's a lot of well-meaning people that can articulate things that you just didn't know about.
Right.
You know, like there was a lady who remember when I told you I've tweeted out that thing where I was like, you know, you got to give black women all the credit for letting us know about Daniel Holzclaw. Like, and then she was like, well, I helped too. And what about, there were lots of white women that were, you know, retweeting and all this shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? Well, today she came and apologized. And then she thanked me for checking her and said, she learned, you know, from it. And she said, sometimes you got to step in your privilege to like really learn from the experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's a learning curve just for everybody. And I think for a lot of white people, when it comes to social media, it gives a lot of white people actually a glimpse into what brown people say and they do in the interaction, shit that we do anyway with our family and friends, but the internet just allows us to do it on a larger scale. And a lot of times white people were never privy to it, now they are, and instead of them just letting us be and letting us talk and letting us express ourselves, is the privilege kicks in and it's, what about me, I'm an exception to the rule, I'm a good one. It's like, we understand that, and we don't need you coming in and actually insulting our intelligence by acting like we don't know that you exist.
Yeah, I think everybody's okay with having been wrong a long, long time ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's kind of okay with this idea of like, yeah, I was wrong in 1983. I remember the day. But like, if you say like, nah, this shit you said like, you know, last week was fucked up, or the thing you just said on Twitter, or the thing that, you know, like, nobody wants to be that level of wrong. And what's funny is, quite often, the initial offense isn't the problem.
No, it's not. It's the person.
It's the defense of it.
Right. It's the response. It's like, you know, I'm trying to be civil, and the response is on 10, and it's like, you know, what I said wasn't bad enough for you to basically yell at me, and then when we try to interact with each other, and I'm still trying to be reasonable, you're still on 10, because it's one of those things where
I'm just saying, like say, you know, you said well, sometimes, you know, it's worse as a black woman that you get this, that, and the other, and then I'm like, no, because this, like, or you know well, y'all females or something like that, and you're like, well, that's an offensive term. A lot of times it could have ended with, oh, that's an offensive term, I'm sorry, I didn't know that, and I didn't mean to offend you, and I won't use it again.
Right.
That would have been the end of it. But it's when I have to be like, right, like, no, it's not offensive, because I ain't mean it to be offensive, so therefore you can't take it that way. And then now we got to have a long ass debate,
right, about
that, you know.
Yeah, when sometimes you have to just let shit go and just realize, you know what, my bad.
Yeah, sometimes it's the escalation of it. But at any rate, man, she came back and said that. And kudos, I was actually surprised.
Because you know, on social media, you never get an apology.
I wasn't expecting it. That shit was like a week or two ago, you know. Anyway, I do the same thing. I listen to people, you know. The first trans person I ever heard of was Lauren from Keith and the Girl.
Same here.
You know what I mean? And that was before, not that anything is like a fad or whatever, mm-hmm. but before the, I guess the wave. It was before the wave of like trans information was out there for right. about trans individuals and about, you know, gender nonconformity and all this stuff. It was kind of before a lot of people knew about it. It was definitely way before, like, you know, Caitlyn Jenner and stuff. Mm-hmm. But so the idea, you know, when I first heard that idea, I was just like, that sounds crazy, but I've, you know, because I've never heard of it. I've never heard anyone say this before. But then you think about it and you're like, well, why wouldn't that be possible though? Cause the shit that happens, there's all kinds of crazy shit that happens with people's bodies and sexual orientation and sex in general and organs and shit that you could be like, yeah, that could easily be a thing. And then after a while you're like, and it doesn't affect me to open my mind to think about it. It doesn't hurt anybody. And then you realize that you're the one that's hurting people when you don't allow people to be their selves and to be their authentic selves. And when you're telling them that they can't do something because it'll affect your sensibilities or just the way that things have always been, like, you know, so I would imagine that for some people we're like that with true. Black, you know, with black shit where they're like, I didn't know niggas got mad about that. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So. I didn't know this was a thing, and I don't understand about Bobby's murder, but obviously they want him free.
Right. Yeah, you know. You know, obviously we speak for ourselves, not mm-hmm. all black people TM, but we talk about a lot of black shit. So I feel like, you know, it's good to get our perspective out there. And we bring on a lot of people, and there's a lot of other perspectives that get introduced as well through the show. Last 5-star review on iTunes. Oh wait, we got one from Canada, but we'll start with this one.
Okay.
Scorpio Queen 82 says, best part of my workday. I love this show as it helps me deal with the ratchet women I work with. I put my earbuds in and zone out to TBGWT and get my life. Ryan and Karen are funny, real, and down to earth. They are not afraid to speak their minds about issues going on in this crazy world we live in. I look forward to hearing the show each day. Keep up the great work. P.S. Karen, this was for you. Now you can stop making me feel so bad. LOL.
Thank you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you can stop being ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Come on out.
Come on. Yeah. Let me look up Canada real quick.
Yeah, and while you doing that, I know some more of you out there. Mm-hmm. Side-eyed and the rest of you.
Right.
The people that left a review, y'all off my list. But the rest of you, y'all on the list.
Mm-hmm. New year, new you.
All right, got New Year's resolution. Got Christmas coming. Come on.
Can we get a Christmas present or some reviews?
Right. That's all I want for Christmas, some iTunes and Stitcher reviews.
Oh, we got two from Canada.
Woo-hoo!
Janice Daisy says, my favorite podcast, and she spelled it with that OU. You know what I'm talking about? That favorite. Mm. Look at us being all international.
And shit.
I love Ryan and Karen so much. This podcast has quickly become my absolute favorite, spelled the favorite way. Whenever I read favorite like that, I hear it in my head like when it's sang in the Sound of Music. You know. These are a few of my favorite things. God bless this beautiful couple. Thank you.
Thank you. You.
And Fender Casebook says, informative, entertaining, and ratchet. 5 stars, of course. I found this podcast through a recommendation from our national conversation about race host, Raquel Cepeda. I hope I pronounced that right. Yeah, I listen to them sometimes, man. Baratunde's on there.
Mm-hmm.
I
heard that episode.
Wrote in. It was cool, you know.
He a cool dude.
Yeah, but the whole crew's cool, because sometimes he ain't there. But crew's cool, and they got a really great podcast. I caught on around episode 996. I found out that hashtag Bernie so black, and I was hooked. Karen, your interjections, right? Yes. And your laughter raised me up. I might be very far away from you in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, but this podcast helps me withstand the schism that walks daily in these streets. My work contract didn't get renewed, and unlike some other 5-star reviewers, I choose to go premium. Glad I did. The archive and premium shows keep me lit and in good cheer. Well, y'all, it worked. Got me a new 9-to-5 and a whole set of white folks. Whole new set of white folks I have to keep from laughing out loud in front of when Rod drops another spot on Ben Carson impression. Y'all like, fam, I'm out. Love you. Hey, man, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't done Ben Carson in a while because that nigga, man, he tanking in them bowls, man. Damn. Had a whole segment. Now, can't get no news on this nigga. Nothing happening. He stopped lying and everything. Right. Nobody was listening.
He started being truthful. They was like, we can't take you being truthful with them lies.
I stabbed several more people. Nah, we don't care, man. It's okay.
Yeah, and also, shout out to you that left the review and other people that signed up for premium and was like, God damn, it's a lot of shit out here. Yeah, it is a lot of shit out there. That's for y'all the
goal.
To listen to.
That's the goal, man.
So when you sign up for premium, you have a whole archive of shit that you've never heard before in your life. It's all new to you, and listen to them all.
Yeah, people always say, like, y'all guys work so hard. Y'all put out 5 shows a week. I'm like,
yeah, okay. 5 shows? y'all really think all we do is 5 shows? But sometimes the premium people are like, shit, 3 premium episodes in a day? Come on, dog.
So
we want every dime you spent, we want it to be worth it. We'd rather give you too much content than not enough.
Right. I'd rather you be like, I can't listen to all these movie reviews than to be like, these niggas ain't did no movie reviews. You know what I'm saying? It don't take long for people to start hating.
Correct.
And when you spend money, you know, it matters. Yeah. You know, I spend money on my Keith and the Girl thing, but you know, as part of it's just cause I want them to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, it's like you got your favorites and shows and things like that. And it definitely matters to people. And we, you know, feel the pressure to try to keep that stuff going and, produce on a regular basis. And you know, a lot of times it's hard to get everything scheduled, but
right,
it's a, you know, we'd rather you guys get something every week, you know, and just feel like, cool, then you know, then they didn't drop the ball, I got something to listen to.
Yep, we be grinding for you guys.
5-star reviews on Stitcher. I said Five Head says 5 stars. The power of Karen compels thee. Long time listener, finally getting around to a review and hearing Karen tell me she knows everyone that didn't leave a review yet. Miss Karen wouldn't lie to me ever. From the moment I heard arguably the most climactic game of Guess the Race ever played, do I look like a duct tape bandit baby? I was hooked. I knew that I'd found the perfect balance of irreverence, consciousness, current events, and sincere laughter. This married couple is magical, hilarious, and refreshingly human. Imagine my surprise when I saw how often they upload new episodes. Every week I take them with me when I drive to work, while I clean the house, and they are great to listen to while I Photoshop the crying Michael Jordan face on the Donald Trump's candid pictures. please give them a try, and when you inevitably fall in love, make sure to join the glorious petty collective of their Facebook group, where the thirst never sleeps and the memes never end.
Never.
That is true.
Never.
People was in there gyrating last week. I didn't even get to see what y'all did Thursday this week.
Right.
I missed it. I hope it was something wholesome for Christmas. I hope y'all was like, mm-mm, take a picture of yourself on Santa's lap.
Mm-mm. Take a picture of yourself with an elf's hat and nothing else.
I know.
Right.
Take your, yeah. I was sitting on his lap getting his dick.
I ride that sleigh with you, Rudolph.
5 stars from Marty J, the black guy and lady who give us life. If there is one thing that's going to happen, TBGWT will be in my headphones weekly, informative, raw, and just a good old time. Happy holidays, and thank you to you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, that continue to leave the 5-star review on Stitcher and iTunes. And I'm still looking at everybody. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm for real. I'm going to call every single, because we see the downloads. So I'm looking like, it's a lot of other people just, I see you, I see you looking all around the room, looking crazy because you like, she been calling me out for weeks and I ain't did it yet. You got Christmas and you got New Year's, y'all. Come on, make your New Year's resolution this, and it's absolutely positively free. I know that some of you go, I'm broke, I'm trying to save up by my kids ask for the Nintendo, or they ask for the Xbox, the PlayStation, whatever the hell they ask for. I know, you know, parents are saving up for that stuff, but leaving us a review is absolutely positively free. Continue to tell your family, continue to tell your friends, continue to share on social media. It helps us grow. And we thank you for all the reviews. To leave a review on iTunes, go to any iOS device, tap into Black Yahoo Tips, go in the top left hand corner, leave us 5-star reviews. We don't care if it's an emoji, leave us a review. If you don't have an iOS device, you can put iTunes on your computer, create an account, leave us a review. Not only a review for us, but leave a review for other podcasts, because it also helps them out in the rankings too. I know you guys have found a lot of other podcasts through us, so leave all your favorite podcasts and review on iTunes. And once you finish, you can just delete it. It's no virus or anything like that. To leave us a review on Stitcher, actually Google the Black Guy Who Tips Stitcher page and leave us a review straight through that. And once you leave us a review, please check your email. So people who left us a review, you're like, well, I left a review and I didn't get it, please check your email, because Stitcher actually emails, and once you confirm your email, Stitcher will leave your review on Stitcher once you confirm your email address. And I want to thank you, everybody. I know that I'm gonna get a big bowl for Christmas, and I'm gonna get a big bowl for New Year's. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I see y'all out there.
We have some comments and stuff on the website. Let's look at the website. Episode 1092, That Oil Over There, 1092. This is a feedback episode, no comments, but we did have a poll. The poll was, is James Dean done in the porn industry? You know, it was a pretty tumultuous time for James. Yes, his career is over. No, he'll be back. 54% of y'all, it's a very close poll, 54% of y'all think he will be back. 46 say his career is over. It's interesting, man, because I guess in my, but see, you know, the thing is, I probably follow porn a lot closer than y'all, and I guess in my mind, I could never see anybody watching his porn and not thinking about what he's done to women. But I guess at the same time, there's gonna always be a constituency, mm-hmm, of people who want to see him because of what he's done to women. So
correct. And even if he doesn't do it like mainstream, he probably has a big enough following. He can basically branch off and start his own shit like a lot of other people do.
Yeah. Well, 46% think his career is over, which still is pretty, you know, that's a pretty close poll.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa says, I think he'll be back. He probably has enough friends left to help him do his own productions. I think that he got ousted so quickly because he's a sex worker too. He is also of ill repute and not considered an upstanding member of society like Bill Cosby was. That's a good point. Like, if he was a football player, would we really be like, get him out of here?
Mm-mm.
You know, but I will also say this. It's also because of what he does, I think, that it matters.
What he does for a living.
You know, it's kind of like how, for some people, there's just a mental hurdle with listening to R. Kelly now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I can never listen to him because I know the songs are directly related to what he's doing to these girls.
Correct. And there will be a constituent of people that it's always like, fuck you if you're convicted of rape. But overall, like, society isn't going to, like, throw you to the side.
Right. So, you know. Let's see. We got another comments. We had three comments on episode 1093, Average Ass Abigail Fisher. let's see what we got here. B Touch wrote in, bands that play instruments clearly accepted. I think American vocal groups top out at a 7 members. That would be the number of members the Temptations had when they were on their reunion tour in 1982, and when they did Standing on the Top with Rick James. I can't imagine being in a group of 8 like those OMG girls. What if they had someone like Pebbles as their manager? They end up having to split a hamburger and a small fry 8 ways for dinner before each show.
Right.
EVE writes in, I remember the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings, because we talked about Clarence Thomas, mm-hmm, and Anita Hill, because I watched that documentary, right. Anita.
That was a big thing. Like, you know, then, you know, telling my age back then, it was like 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. So, you know, and everybody was like, you know, cable wasn't what cable is now. So yeah, when they covered this shit, it was on every fucking channel. So you had to sit there and watch it. And so, my, you know, one of the things where we watched it to see what happened, because, you know, you can't take a black man down.
Right. So she says, I just remember thinking that I hope he gets nominated because he's a black man.
Right.
That's all I saw. I didn't stop to think about Anita Hill and what he did to her. I was a teenager then, but I still hadn't learned that all our skin folk ain't our kin folk, and this bastard is a piece of shit. I remember reading an article recently about how his basic ass wife had the white audacity to say in an interview that it's time for Anita Hill to apologize. Oh, I remember that. She left her a voicemail too. That's actually how the documentary begins, with that fucking condescending ass voicemail from Clarence Thomas's wife, telling her, you know, how she's the one that needs to like back down. Like, are you serious? Most likely because she can't believe her man could possibly be attracted to that negress. Anita Hill is a beautiful, accomplished woman, and that Clarence, and what Clarence Thomas did to her and got away with will always be a travesty. Which brings me to the queen of all basics, Abigail Fisher. That bitch is the representation of every white person who gets upset when a black person surpasses them, even though said white person isn't as qualified as that black person.
Come on now.
She will forever be angry at life and blame the blacks for her shortcomings. Fuck her. On a lighter note, the size of the group, OMG, is nothing compared to what, to some of the K-pop groups. There's a group called Super Junior with 12 members. And another group in Japan has 140 members. What?
Ooh, how's that possible?
That's a choir. It's not a fucking band.
Well, I mean, do they count the people that break to put up the stage and take down the stage as members of the crew?
Right. Like, who didn't get in the band? That band.
Right.
Damn.
That was all, like, we ain't got to pay nobody. We come with our own sound system, sound set, engineer dude, everybody.
You have to pay dues to be in that band.
Right.
Like, all right, like, did you pay your monthly dues? Okay, then you can come to the concert. Oh my God. 140 people. How do girls even have a crush on that band? On that group?
They all look the same.
I like the bad 12 of them. And not me. I like the sweet 33.
Yeah, I like the sexy 64.
Yeah.
You start multiplying and dividing this shit.
You need a shot of B12
times 8.
It's overdue.
Right.
I'm B11. I'm in love with B7.
I bet some of them dudes probably do got the same name.
I know.
You shit. You probably got two or three of them that got the same goddamn name.
Aaron H. Aaron H. W.
Right. Probably cousins. Be like, I'm Rod. I'm Jimmy Rod's cousin.
Yeah, I know. I would hate to split royalties with all these people. Those people, I know. Those checks must be small as fuck.
Oh, you know they are.
Those checks must be like working for Mona Scott.
$2 a day for everybody.
Chloe says, "Hello, Rod and Karen. I previously worked for a major music festival, and my job was to work with international artists through the visa process and be on call for problems like these, because we had that group that was OMG that couldn't get through customs,
right?
And they couldn't get through customs because they decided that they were sex workers
instead of actually calling and finding out. Pretty sure somebody could have verified this shit.
Customs does weird shit like this all the time. Many international artists come on tourist visas because entertainer visas are thousands in fees, lawyers, and take months, maybe years to get. However, tourist visas mean that they cannot get paid and will be banned from the country if anyone suspects they receive compensation. One of my Korean artists was stopped for being a possible terrorist threat when in reality they suspected he was getting paid for his performances and wanted to interrogate him. Also, 8 members is nothing. South Korea's most famous group, Girls' Generation, had 9 members. Japan's best-selling group, AKB48, has 48 active members.
Shit, that's like a gun.
I know. Do they rotate out? Like,
yeah.
Like, do they do concerts in 7 different towns? Because it's like, all right, y'all 7 go here.
Right.
You 3, y'all is the strongest. Y'all go here.
I know. They break records. They be like, we in 8 different locations, y'all.
And they have a new group with 101 members in South Korea that just debuted.
Shit.
A new 100. What are they, Dalmatians?
Right. Come on. What's Cruella DeVille in the background?
Right. She started a group and then she's gonna skin them all and make a coat.
Right.
Is Michelle Obama the best first lady of all time was the poll, because she had them floatus bars. And the options were, hold on, how do I do this? All right. Yes, of course. Affirmative. She sure is. There will never be a better one, and and you know this. Let's check the poll. Wow, 43.75% of y'all said, and you know this.
I'm in that group.
All right, Karen's in that group. 32% of y'all came in close, said there will never be a better one. 11% of y'all just said yes. Of course was 7.8%. Affirmative was 3.something%, and 1% said she sure is. I'm surprised they didn't get more votes. I'm just saying. But, good job, everybody. Let's see. What else? That was average as efficient. So then we had episode, 1094, Sports Person of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Was the title of that one. Big H70, and of course we talked about, you know, Serena, Black Lives Matter Twitter drama with Sean King, DeRay, and Netta. Hoverboard Recall, Patty Pie show. We talked about that. And then we watched it at the Wednesday show.
Oh, it was good.
It was so good. Patty.
Patty. Patty. Patty. Patty. If only you knew. Patty. Patty. Sweet potato pie. Oh, Patty made me want to sing. And I love that was everything.
Big H,
him in them outfits, and he had green in his hair, honey. It was. I hope that
he had on heels, and he was like Cookie Lines with the heels and the cheetah spot.
Yes, if you haven't seen it,
tights.
It comes on the Cooking Channel. I'm pretty sure it's Christmas time, so that shit gonna be in constant rotation for probably the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Patty's holiday pies. She made a pot pie. She made a peach cobbler. Then she made that sweet potato pie. Mommy and daddy, mother and father sweet potato pie, I think she called it.
It was all the way black because nobody measured shit.
I don't know how to make any of it. I watched the whole show. Couldn't tell you how to make
eyeballing that shit.
Any of it. She don't never take time out to tell you how much goes into what. You know, like there's no prep. It's just like, yeah, now see, baby, put some of that stuff. Pull that all in there. Yeah, all of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's enough stuff right there.
Now give me the heavy cream. Okay, now that's it. There you go. Mm-hmm. You like, how many? Was that half a cup, a cup? What was that? It okay.
Only thing short that she ain't say a pinch or a toenail. Yeah. Or a fingernail.
This pie crust right here? Mm-hmm. Store bought. That's what you do. Just get it from a store.
I thought, hell yeah, Patty. Ain't nobody got no time.
I don't know what store. I don't know what brand.
It don't matter.
Normally in cooking shows, they tell you like, oh, you know, because they have a little deal with somebody. It's like, we use so-and-so's cooking.
Go down to the Piggly Wiggly and buy you some stove-out shit.
She did everything but say, baby, put some of that shit on it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
And go ahead and sprinkle some of that shit on it. Thank you. But it was everything. Everybody should watch it.
Yes, it was.
We used hashtag them pies.
Yes, we did. And we had Twitter. A ball.
So if you want to go back and find it, I think only niggas was using that them pies. So.
Right. No, I don't think nobody else was using that. Everybody else was hashtag Patty Holiday things or special, whatever they called it.
Yeah, Patty's Holiday Pies. These are the only people like, nope, them pies.
Yep, and salt and pepper on this week, ain't it?
Salt and pepper do it this Thursday.
Yeah,
I don't know what they make.
I know, we about to check them out too.
They make salt and pepper catfish. It's over.
What? I will be all about that.
But it ain't gonna be as good without James, right?
No.
You need to be in everybody's shit.
Right.
You need to be over there rapping with them. Cause salt and pepper's here.
Right, honey. He was like, this, Patty is so good. It just made me want to praise him, Patty. It's just so good. It made me want to shout. What's my praise and worship team? Yes, he's good. He was like, that was everything. And y'all, that was literally the whole show. All jokes aside, like, yeah.
It was only 30 minutes too.
Yeah, it was him singing and sometimes her singing and her giving him tidbits of directions with no measurements.
Patty bake, make it shake. Patty cake, make it shake.
Yes, patty cake, make it shake.
I'm from Chicago, and most of these sports writers, this Big H76, are pure garbage. So save your brain cells reading any Chicago newspapers. Serena scares the hell out of white America. That another African American is dominant in a rich white person sport. She shows power, beauty, and business savvy. Keep pissing them off, Serena. Love your show. You guys get me through the work week. Thanks, Big H76.
Yeah, and also the thing about Serena and Venus, which they kind of skip over. they smart as fuck. Like, they know multiple languages. I know Venus does multiple languages, you know, and shit like that. They are highly, highly educated women. And I think that also makes them mad too, because these ain't some dumbasses. I think, was it Venus, one time even gave her whole, her acceptance, not her acceptance speech, her, when she won one time in complete fucking French. Come on now.
Yeah, and my thing is, the hypocrisy does bother me. I know that he's not, that guy's probably nobody, but like, Jason Whitlock then went and wrote some shit about how she shouldn't have done that. And this is, I don't know, man. It just pisses me off because, you know, they pick these targets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and especially when it's black women, I get mad because it's just like, you know, why can't you just let her be great? Because we don't do this to Sharapova. We don't do this to anybody else, you know? She got to win, and she got to win in a respectable, right kind of way and keep a certain type of image that,
and even, you know, if she did, you still have a problem with her, so fuck you.
Right, like, Tanya W42 says, died laughing when Karen the psychic spoiled the hoverboard story.
I didn't mean to, y'all, I promise.
Not only was she right about them bursting in the fire, but she was also right that the reason was their cheap, crappy batteries. Go Karen. EVE says, Serena is queen and haters are gonna hate because nothing challenges white supremacy like black excellence.
Right.
I was a little surprised by the drama on Twitter with the Black Lives Matter crew, but one thing that annoys me the most is when someone says, why are you arguing in front of these white people?
Right.
Those people who will use that argument to discredit the Black Lives Matter movement don't care whether they argue on Twitter or not. They'd already discredited them. Racist white people have already made up their minds about Black Lives Matter. So my thing is, if you make a public attack against someone, expect a public clapback.
Right!
What Sean King tweeted was extra whack. And then he deleted his entire Twitter feed. I lost a lot of respect for him after that.
Me too,
sweetie. Yeah, isn't it funny, like, because when people was like, yeah, I don't know what's up with his money and shit. And I was like, I mean, the niggas say he gave it back. People say they getting it back. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, like, that, like, that's so inside baseball, I could never fucking know.
Right.
Like, he would need to just open his books up and have transparency and all this shit for anybody to really conclusively know where the dollars are going.
Correct.
But, you know, he's got the family's lawyers and shit tweeting out that they got it and shit. So, you know, from, and then, of course, you know, that's coming from, like, Breitbart and shit sometimes. So it's like, I don't want to help Breitbart. Like, I don't want to have, you know, people. So it's like, you know, obviously, you know, give you the benefit of doubt the same way I would, you know, if they did that shit to DeRay or Netta or Brown Blaze, anybody, you know, I would still have like a, I gotta wait and see. But, I can, everybody can tell when you do some fuckboy ass shit on Twitter. Like, that ain't even, like, that makes everything easy, cause you like, ooh, that was a fuckboy ass move. Like,
right.
Everybody knows the pop shit and delete tweets move is weak.
Right. 70,000 tweets, dog. Like, that's a lot of tweets to just fucking disappear all of a sudden. Yeah, nobody, like, knows where they went.
He made it easy. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, you talking shit. And, you know, the secondhand, like, DeRay told me one time that you ain't shit. And it's like, that person's not even talking shit about you. Why would you even tweet that? Why would you tell anybody that? You know, it was just easy to be like, yeah, that was some whack ass shit to do. Mm-hmm. You know, this, to me, I don't think any one person is indispensable. So if he's gone, somebody else will pick up the torch. Somebody else will write, you know.
Believe
it's not like
me, yeah,
only one person. Like, that's kind of what's cool about this movement is there's no one leader or one voice, and you don't have to depend on that anymore. So but yeah, I think a lot of people lost respect for him behind that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know I did.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you lose respect for the work of reporting and shit. I mean, if the article's on point and the shit is fact checked or whatever, or it's raising awareness and people are able to figure it out, like, as long as the work is on point, which, you know, that's been debatable sometimes, but I think the work will speak for itself. But everything else, you know, like, I ain't gotta, like, you ain't gotta be my daddy just cause I agree with you that Black Lives Matter, you know. And
correct.
When you do some shady shit, it doesn't matter if somebody's an activist or not. The clapback is the clapback. And I think, like I said, you learn a lot about people from how they fight, and I mean, I have a lot of respect for how people, because I think holding back and restraint is a measure of strength as well.
Yes, it is.
But then there's also a level where sometimes it's not holding back, people are just scared, and confrontation scares them.
Yeah.
And fight, like standing up for yourself scares them, and they don't want to see it because conflict scares them. And I can't, I mean those people and me will never really be friends.
Mm-mm.
Like, we'll never really be cool or really that close, because, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If anything, I have less respect for people that don't stand up for themselves. You know, it doesn't mean you have to be belligerent out here looking for a fight, but someone bring the ruckus to you and you didn't deserve it, I don't know why you can't say something back. And, you know, people need to shut the fuck up. If you don't have anything good to say other than you guys don't need to do this in front of people, don't tell me, tell him. That's how, you know, that's how I kept looking at it, because people were like coming at Duran and they're like, y'all shouldn't even say anything. Like, you said this to the wrong person.
Right.
Don't watch me get slapped in the face and then be like, don't hit him back. Like, fuck you. Go right. Grab that nigga.
Because you ain't being beat, so it's easy for you to say don't respond.
Yeah. So, you know. And if they were being shady and sub-tweeting them and shit, man, like, you know, it is what it is. Like, everybody got to fight in front of everybody. And you know what? It's a new week and everybody's okay.
All right.
Because they still killing niggas. End of the day.
Great.
And I say this every time it happens. And end of the day, none of this shit's going to matter when they kill the next unarmed or shoot them in the back or whatever black person.
Mm-mm.
we're gonna be like, oh yeah, that's right, cops still killing niggas, and you know, the most important thing is that we can all agree that we don't like that. Fuck R. Kelly, I can't believe he fixed his mouth to say that black people should support him. He's a child predator who belongs in jail with Jared. True. And the poll was, is a horse a person? Now, you think this would be a pretty easy poll. 94% of you guys say no, a horse is not a person.
No, it is not.
Good job. 6% of y'all apparently are stupid and say yes, a horse is a person, and I'm an idiot. That's right. It's built into the answer. So 94%, no, a horse is not a person. 6%, yes, a horse is a person, and I'm an idiot. Chuck Spears says, a horse is a horse. Of course. Of course. Unless that horse, I mean, nah, I'm just,
it better be the famous Mr. Ed.
Mm-hmm. Howdy, Wilbur. We had episode 1095, Bullet Ball Redux. Well, we had 8 comments. Damn, y'all blew this one up. Teresa says, Karen almost made me, oh wait, Justin was the guest on this. He talked about Bullet Ball, you know.
Yeah.
Karen almost made me do a spit take in my office and on my work computer when she said the bullet ball table had to be sturdy to hold the dude's weight because he been sleeping on him. Karen style. Ha ha! She's priceless. Matt says, I had to comment on the story of the bullet ball inventor. The play-by-play was too funny. I was on the edge with the panel of investors was about to reveal their disappointing decision. 26 years is a long time to invest in a dream. I'm kind of sad for Mark Griffin's failure, but the game sounds kind of whack. I imagine that you guys appreciated his determination, but shit changed after he kicked Rod off his Facebook page. I laughed out loud. Thank you for the explanation. I can't believe he kicked me off his Facebook page.
Oh
man, I just thought I was talking shit about him.
Mm-hmm.
EVE says, thanks for the bullet ball redux. That's my first time hearing that. That was the saddest and funniest thing I ever heard. Yeah, that's the origin of the ha-aw. Which we sell those shirts. The ha-aw. It's funny, but it's sad. Matt says, I agree, EVE. That was pretty sad. I can empathize for the brother for placing all his chips on the table for his invention, but I also feel that maybe he invested too much of his time towards his dream. Nonetheless, I laughed hard at his response to those relevant questions from the panel of potential investors. You don't understand. No, you don't understand. I have bullet ball.
That's what he got.
My man. Oh God. Matt also says, if I may go a bit off topic here, I get the biggest kick listening to you two make an attempt to harmonize on singing along with the Guess the Race theme intro bumper music. At the risk of being too forward, that shit be fucked up and I laugh like a melon farmer every time. The dissonance is monumental, be it intentional or otherwise. Keep it up, you two. Peace and happy holidays.
Oh yeah, we can't sing. We know we can't sing. We don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we do a great job singing it sometimes. Karen doesn't always have my back there. I don't know what's going on back there with my chorus.
The background.
But she don't always sing, which it's hard to get used to. But it's intentional. We like you guys to be laughing. I mean, we're a very smart podcast. We do realize that.
And I know I sound terrible.
If we didn't do it as Guess the Race or fucking with black people, this show would be pretty sad.
we have to prepare you for it, so we seem terribly up front off tune just to get you ready.
Well, y'all should see the shit that don't make the show,
right?
I don't think I'm ever gonna do it, but I thought about one day just taking all the Guess the Race articles that I'm like too fucked up and letting y'all see them, because y'all would be like, Jesus Christ, because people, let me tell you something, people are fucking these babies up in America.
Yes, they are, y'all.
It's a lot of shit, y'all.
We don't cover.
I have to turn down, like, even the shit we talk about with babies is like that's like the best of what happened to babies.
Right, that's the best of the day.
Yeah, like the shit that's the worst. I can't even tell y'all about some of the shit people doing to babies. Fucking babies, man. Like, what is wrong with people? Just popping these motherfuckers out and then just being like, nah, now I'm gonna fuck it. You're like, what is a baby?
I don't comprehend this. Come on, people.
Yeah, crush the baby to death, put it in the microwave. Couldn't help myself.
Right. Like, bake it after 55 for 30 minutes. No, you don't do that with children.
Yeah. Those are the ones I'm like, I don't wanna do that.
And there's so many fuck with black people. Me and Roger consider actually doing a spinoff show so we can get the fuck caught up.
Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do about fucking with black people, y'all.
Yeah, we actually need. Yeah, probably we'll do.
Have to do something. Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure something.
Probably zone, like I said, for the premium people. Y'all probably get a fucking another show.
I know. HC says every recap I get something new out of the Bullet Ball video. It's so good. Unlike Rod's stalker friend, I take him at his word that he's an atheist. But when Judgment Day comes and we all end up in hell together, the undisputable evidence used to convict us will be our reactions to this video and the video of the blind kid playing football. Thanks a lot.
I forgot about that little boy.
Thanks a lot, TBGWT. Sorry, HC. Style Nosh says, what a treat to have Justin back. And just when I think Rod is too hard on Justin being ratchet, Justin proves me wrong every single one of his comments on the shrimp slave labor story. I know. I had some shrimp last night, and seafood pad thai, and I thought to myself, are these slave shrimp? Like, am I eating slave shrimp right now?
Well, I got chicken, and I guess I thought was, is it chicken free range?
I'm serious. I really did think that. And then I was thinking, like, what about the scallops? Are they slave scallops? Like,
well,
you know, it's not like they would just have them working on only shrimp and then be like, no, no, no. We're going to keep these scallops to the actual people we pay.
Nah, it's probably all seafood. And if that's the case, you wouldn't eat shit. So my belly says it's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Think about things because I'm a human being. You know, it didn't stop me from eating it, think about it because I was just like, you know, like, damn, what if it's really like somebody on the other side of the country just being like, your name is Toby, now make them shrimp, you know, like, yeah, locking that's fucked
them
up,
chaining them up and shit. Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it's just one of those things where if you really sat down and put your heart on your sleeve when you ate, like I said, you'd be fucking out there doing your own shit and planting your own food and shit, because nothing we eat is without some form of consequences to it.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but slavery is a pretty bad consequence is what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
You know, but I do love shrimp more than people being free, so it makes sense.
Hey.
Thanks for the sheer entertainment. Lyrical Soul says, LOL at Soulja Boy saying, how'd you get my number? It's an official court document. What is that? Is public record? Shaking my head, he will never be Soulja Man. Thanks for the Bullet Ball explanation. I imagine something way more sinister since the official weapon is the taser. Great show. Love this podcast. Hashtag first comment ever. Thanks, Lyrical Soul.
The official weapon is a taser because it was a taser or a hot ass bullet. So we figure out we'll make it a taser.
Yeah. You must have thought they were playing ball with bullets.
Who knows?
Here's the poll. Now, Karen was trying to make it seem like I was being silly, but here's the poll. Will you continue to eat slave labor shrimp? Yes or no? Closest poll of the week.
Mm-hmm.
51% of you guys are heartless slave owning bastards. Y'all are going to eat those slave shrimp. 49% of you guys have a conscience and eat at Chipotle, and that's why I fuck with y'all.
Yep, because I'm trying to tell you, you get rid of them slaves, you don't go in there, you're going to be like, I want a pound of shrimp, they're going to be $500. You don't go in there for your shrimp fried rice, ain't going to be no $2 shrimp, it's going to be $5 shrimp or $10 shrimp when you tell them you want your shrimp at the Chinese place.
I would rather just pay the extra then.
You say that now.
For my conscience, I mean it. It's not going to be $500. Everybody's so convinced it's going to be the economy won't let that happen. They'll do something. But it's cool. Like, you find a way to compete, you know. But at least I know I didn't make enslave no children and pregnant women with my shrimp.
That's true now.
Make them miscarry and fucking work 3 days on my shrimp. Like,
but that's the thing.
I don't need that on my soul, on my conscience.
That's the thing. How can you tell? There's no sticker to be like, these are slavery free. So my question is, how do you know?
Well, since you can't tell, then you should be on my side. That's the problem there in a nutshell.
Okay, I'm with you then. I'm with you. My bad.
If it don't matter, then damn. Can't you be against slavery? Is that for a hypothetical question?
No, I am against slavery. All I'm saying is that there is it's not like you go in there, they were like, these shoes right here was made with no slaves, and we can guarantee you, here's the paperwork.
You against slavery at $9.99 a pound.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Lauren says, I'm answering no, but it's a cheat, because I don't eat shrimp or any kind of shellfish. They are ocean bugs, people. Ocean bugs!
Delicious ocean bugs.
Let me tell you something. If roaches taste like shrimp, there would be no roaches on the planet Earth. Mm-hmm. That's... yeah, don't even.
Mm-hmm. I'll season them bitches too and put them on open flame and go about my business.
I mean, I've always thought shrimp are the roaches of the ocean, but they delicious.
Yep, that's why you eat them.
Yeah, you know, they just, if roaches taste better, they wouldn't exist.
No, but ain't that the truth?
Like, oh, grab that roach, hurry up! I don't know how to not eat slave food though, real talk. I don't have a farm. I have to go to the grocery store, and I can't tell slave carrots from regular carrots. Well, the slave carrots can't read. That's how I know. That's how I know. I don't know if the people picking my apples were treated well or not. I don't know what the solution is when even places that are supposed to be okay, like Trader Joe's, have scandals too.
Right.
More like Slaver Joe's. You know what I'm saying?
For real, Trader Joe's supposed to be the hippie good place. This GMO free, slave free, child labor free, and you go, y'all doing the same shit. And I guess that's the problem. It's no way of being able to trace it back to where you can just be like, look, y'all, just raise your prices a little bit. But when it comes to free and companies like free.
Make daddy some slave shrimp.
Right. Most places you work at would have you come in fucking free if they could too.
That's true. Episode 1096, Star Wars Hotep. We got to play one of my favorite clips of all time. That Black Rage, motherfuckers. from Chase and Amy. I introduced that to some people. Cause they didn't know that existed. The Mike Brown didn't know. Of course, me and, Janelle James became even more soulmates. Mm-hmm. Because, she said that's one of her favorite clips ever. So, that was dope. But, I actually want to hear it again. Ray Sonny had never heard it before. I'm gonna play it again, guys. I enjoyed this clip so much. I'm sorry. I need to hear it.
For years in this industry, whenever an African-American character, hero or villain, was introduced, usually by white artists and writers, they got slapped with racist names and singled them out as Negroes. Now, my book, White Hayden Coon. You don't have none of that bullshit.
That name.
The hero's name is Malikwa, and he's a descendant from the black tribe that established the first society on the planet while all you European motherfuckers were still hiding in caves and shit, all terrified of the sun. He's a strong role model that a young black reader can look up to. Because I'm here to tell you, the chickens is coming home to roost, y'all. The black man's no longer going to play the minstrel in the medium of comics and sci-fi fantasy. We keeping it real. And we gonna get respect by any means necessary.
Come on. That's a bunch of horse shit. Lando Calrissian was a black guy, you know. He got to fly the Millennium Falcon. What's the matter with you?
Who said that?
I did. Lando Calrissian is a positive role model in the realm of science fiction fantasy.
Fuck Lando Calrissian, Uncle Tom, nigga. Only some white boy got to invoke the Holy Trilogy. Bust this. Those movies are about how the white man keeps the brother man down, even in a galaxy far, far away. Check this shit. You got Cracker Farm Boy Luke Skywalker, Nazi poster boy, blonde hair, blue eyes. And then you got Darth Vader, the blackest brother in the galaxy, Nubian God.
What's a Nubian?
Shut the fuck up.
Now, what's a Nubian?
Vader, he's a spiritual brother, you know, down with the Force and all that good shit. Then this Cracker, Skywalker, gets his hands on a lightsaber, and the boy decides he's going to run the fucking universe. Gets a whole clan of whites together. And they going to bust up Vader's hood, the Death Star. Now, what the fuck do you call that?
Intergalactic Civil War?
Gentrification! They going to drive out the black element to make the galaxy, quote, unquote, safe for white folks.
And Jedi's the most
insulting installment. Because Vader's beautiful black visage is sullied when he pulls off his mask to reveal a feeble, crusty old white man. They trying to tell us that deep inside, we all wants to be white.
Well, isn't that true?
That smoke off that gun too.
Yeah, that white lady, she didn't buzz. She sat there, kept smoking a cigarette.
God, I fucking love this movie, man. But yeah, sorry, I had to do it again, guys. It's my favorite thing. So we had some comments on Star Wars Hotel episode 1096. Amani says, so Martin Shkreli offers to bail out Bobby Schmurda, and the next day he gets arrested for fraud. Hotep voice, see my brother, the conspiracy by the white man to detain the hot niggas goes all the way to the top. But seriously, fuck that dude. Hashtag free Bobby. Speaking of missing Obama once he's gone, he just commuted 100 more federal drug sentences on Friday. Yeah, we going to get to it tomorrow. We going to cover it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. More than twice as many as he did this summer, but I was told by AppleCare that he's still not getting things done. If Bobby Smurda were in federal prison, Obama might have been able to get him out too. Meanwhile, Trump is getting endorsed by Putin. The media is still treating him like a fascination and not a fucking bigot and a fearmonger. And I still can't believe Melissa Harris Perry said that about Star Wars. When I first saw those quotes, I assumed she was joking. Not you, MHP. I know. We were all rooting for you. You were supposed to bring the balance to the Force, not destroy it. I really haven't messed with her show since the whole Dolezal interview. And like Karen, judging by my timeline's lack of Nerdland tweets, mm-hmm. I'm not the only one.
Nope. All that shit used to disappear because on Saturday, she used to come on Saturday. She probably still does come on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Like at 4 at 10 a.m., literally my whole timeline would be flooded. Her and Chris Hayes and... the other lady with the short hair,
mm-hmm.
They come on for white, they don't remember her name, Rachel something.
Rachel McAdow? Wait,
McAdow. I think
it's not
that's
McAdow.
Her name.
Maddow.
Rachel Maddow, yeah. all that little crew would come on and you would literally see, I wouldn't even know their shows was on, but you would just literally see people tweet about the timeline for hours on Saturdays and Sundays, but now, People don't watch no more. People don't listen. You can tell because your timeline, certain things you get accustomed to for being on Twitter, and you know when certain shit is popping. And I go, oh, okay, y'all ain't fuck with it no more because my timeline not full up with it.
Well, shit, I can tell by the shade too.
Right, because if people do watch it,
it wasn't, not even people do watch it, like people weren't watching it and letting you know what exactly why they weren't fucking with it no more.
Yeah.
Like people on Twitter will talk shit about you in a heartbeat, so. Yeah, I just saw her catching a whole lot of flack too, because people were pissed.
That's after the Rachel thing. A lot of women was like, I'm mad. You may upset me. How you don't ask no questions? You know, like, once I seen that, I was like, oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and people already had issues before, but that was like the final straw, right. I guess, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. I don't like seeing, black women not do well. So, you know, I hope. You know, I don't watch the show, and I never really was religiously watching that show, but I hope, you know, she still, because I think the vast majority of stuff that she did was good and had integrity, and it was relevant to community and to the issues that people care about. So,
right.
You know, I would hope that she's continuing to do well, and I hope that her show's doing well, and I hope that, know, that was just a hiccup, and she'll kind of, you know...
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to bring a lot of these people back, but yes.
Yeah, I hope, you know, if it really affected her ratings, I hope she learned from it and boom, you know, just get right back on it. I don't want to see her gone, because they're just gonna replace her with some white person or some motherfucker that you have nothing in common with. And also, you know, I know Joy Ann Reid is hosting this weekend, you know, so, you know, she lets people come on her platform and use it to, you know, to kind of help them as well, so. You know, it's not, it wouldn't be good for her to be gone, but, you know, I just hope that, you know, shit works out. Anyway, so he says, but damn, oh well, I'm over here with JJ and Boyega just chilling, about to see it again in IMAX 3D, dog. Give me my BB-8. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joy, please.
We seen it twice. It was... It's so much fun, y'all.
Man, it was packed, guy. We went at 10 a.m. on a Friday, like standing room only.
Mm-hmm. And then when we left, the line was like out the door and around the building for the people coming for like the next showing of the three. And this is the 3D IMAX, y'all. This is the one where you got to pay extra for the tickets.
Right.
This is not including the regular ass theaters that they got it showing in too. And the theater we went to, they was even selling Star Wars merchandise. And I know that shit was probably gonna sell out. Like, y'all, when I tell y'all this movie's gonna make all the money, and I mean they're already breaking all types of records, this is probably gonna be the biggest movie of this year.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, JJ Abrams is looking at his hand like Steph Curry after he shoot the three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he about to get all the money. This is about to be crazy.
And he bought two franchises back.
Yeah, like, Star Wars and Star Trek.
Right. And they were some of the best ones in the series, in my opinion.
Star Wars was never gone.
Not gone.
Money-wise.
Right.
But, yeah. Money-wise, he knocked it out the park for Star Trek. Like, they movies wasn't doing them numbers at all.
Nope.
And then Star Wars, critically and fan-wise, fan happiness, he knocked it out the park compared to the prequels. So.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah, like, that's what
but
I mean.
It's good, y'all.
I mean, not like they were gone, you know, when I mean, yeah. You know, he bought them back. So it was just one of those things where, and I cannot wait to see his other projects. Like, we're getting ready, I think, and JJ, I trust.
Well, his next thing will probably be something small. I mean, motherfucker been doing big movies for so long. You know, a lot of these directors get into the game, but they're, you know, a lot of their dream projects aren't these huge blockbusters.
And that's true.
So it'll just be whatever he wants to do.
Shit, he got enough money, he can fund it.
Yeah. Unless you're James Cameron, of course. All his dreams are big-ass blockbusters. That motherfucker got only dreams in fucking Technicolor space.
That's it.
3D. Like.
All right. So when you're at that level, everything is a blockbuster.
Yeah, you get cast in his fucking movies, you got to give up 8 years of your life and shit.
Yep, I'm sorry for you, but I am here for it, and I will be seeing the next Avatar in IMAX 3D like I did the other one.
Mm-hmm. He probably somewhere at the center of the earth filming that shit right now.
You know he is.
CGI effects on everybody's face and shit.
Right.
Anyway, Hiroja Shibe says, it's a conspiracy, Rod and Karen. You really think that the man cares about them AIDS babies? No. That's some middle class white people have been sucking again in the market with another Ponzi scheme. No, all the man cares about is keeping the black man down. Heaven forbid should some white person step out of line. And you know what you missed in that Herodra shop? You should have so-called white person. Heaven forbid should some so-called white person step out of line and think to themselves it's wrong to keep someone locked up in jail for a year, deny them a reasonable bail, delay their trial indefinitely. The moment Martin Shkreli decided he wanted to free Bobby Shmurda, the jig was up for that fool. Now Bobby will not be free. The Wu-Tang album will soon be in the hands of the government, aka the man. The man put that album in some stupid ass museum lockup for no one to hear or see. This is just another sad day of being black in America. Wake up, y'all. Have a nice weekend, you guys. Enjoy your holiday, and thank you for your holiday card.
You're welcome. People started receiving them and showing us pictures, and we love the pictures. For those of you that want to share, you know, the pictures and things like that, they mean everything. We got another set to send out soon.
And the poll was, is Darth Vader a racist character against black people? Yes, no, and never watch Star Wars. 6% of you guys say, yeah, he is a racist character against black people. 76% of you guys say no, he is not, which means 18% of our audience has never seen Star Wars.
Yep, and like I told you when we left Star Wars, like any other movie, it's gonna be people that's gonna go see this because this is what's hot over the Christmas holidays, and they ain't seen the other six, and you don't have to understand. It helps when certain characters show up, but you ain't got to see the old shit to understand this.
Capadonna writes in, nigga, we think too much alike, Rod. Soon as I heard that MHP segment, I thought of Hooper X cut from Chasing Amy. Man, I could laugh at that foolishness all damn day. Me too, man. Black rage, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I kill any of you white people I put my eyes on. what's a Nubian? Shut the fuck up.
Right. He's like, I don't want to hear that.
What's that called? Intergalactic War for the Galaxy? It's called gentrification. Karen is speaking the truth as usual. This is what happens when you need those eyes and clicks. Whether it's MHP aging, aping a 20-year-old Kevin Smith joke, the Fox News crowd talking about the mark of the beast, or in militias, or white dudes on the net losing their minds over John Boyega being the main hero. We really do live in an age of privilege because this why we ain't free. Star Wars. Star Wars has plenty of problematic images, but honestly, it's a movie about cowboy samurais in space. Sit down, eat your popcorn, and have fun. One of its most infamous characters is a giant wolf man talking the talking trash can. It's not that serious, y'all.
Right.
Yeah. I love the new one, but you're right. It's not designed for us to be talking about the black man inside of with the white man inside of him taking care of his kid or not taking care of his kid. I just don't think it was.
It really wasn't, even in the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. We got one voicemail. Let me play this.
Hey, Rod and Karen, this is Monica in New York. I'm on my way to work, and I had to stop. I'm standing outside the subway because I just listened to the explanation for Bullet Ball. I'm so excited because I really didn't know. And I think I've been listening to you guys for almost a year, I think. But anyway, that was so much. I had to stop the podcast right there because I laughed, I cried, I laughed again. I didn't really cry. I don't know. That was a lot, and I couldn't have gotten through it without you guys, especially Justin. But Karen, oh my God, what did you say at the end? Talking about the durability of the tabletops. Karen, he said they have to be durable because he had to sleep on them at night. I almost died and got a lot of dirty looks on the train. Anyway, I love you guys so much. And, wow, this made my morning so much fun. And I'm going to go to work now. I hope this isn't too long. Anyway, I love you. This is my first time calling. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Monica. Bye.
Thank you, Monica.
And it wasn't too long. If you're curious to know, you came in right at a minute and 15 seconds. So I always try to tell people 3 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, very long period of time.
Yeah. Like, it's some people call up here and they be like routinely like trying to talk for 5 or 6 minutes. I'm like, man, don't nobody want to hear all that. It's a long time to be talking about the same shit, dog. You better be funny as fuck or poignant or something. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 704-557-0186. That's 704-557-0186. And we do have some emails before we get out of here. History a mystery. All right, let's see. Regarding show 1094, hi Rod and Miss Karen, regarding Serena Williams or a horse, thank you for bringing this up. I'm disgusted. God damn it. If some white writers can't help trying to drag us back to the past. A fucking horse over a world-class human athlete? A black woman? I immediately thought of the late, great Jesse Owens. White folks would compare and pay to see him race horses and dogs. Mr. Owens did so to pay his bills. The racists treated him like some bizarre aberration. Miss Williams is no anomaly. She works hard, is a fierce competitor, and a sports genius. Yes, I admit my pussy got wet while staring at her cover a little bit too long, but I respect the hell out of her. Let the woman get her sexy on and reign as the sports goddess. As always, the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, one of the few speaking the truth. Rod and Miss Karen, you go ahead and keep shaming them white devils. Winky face. Love the show. QG916. Thank you. Appreciate you. And yeah, she can be sexy and still the baddest motherfucker in the game, you know? Mm-hmm. People are always trying to take both titles away from her. That's how she is in that throne. New left. Brandon writes in, hey, Rod and Karen. Just wanted to thank you both for the great shows. Being premium is one of the best investments I've made and probably one of the few automatic deductions from my account that I'm not like, what the fuck, afterwards? LOL, but seriously, you guys, thanks. Rod, my left-handed brother, I couldn't help but notice the bit of schism you dropped and walked away from smoothly on episode 1096. That's right, I caught it. That left schism you spewed out while discussing MHP's ridiculousness was loud and clear. Yeah, she said some dumbass shit, but did it have to go left, my brother? It hurts me to see this self-hate from an upstanding guy like yourself. You out here getting this Jew money from the Koch brothers, checks keep cashing, and you out here hating the hand that feeds you. You must be the new left, huh? How you expect right-handers to respect you if you don't respect yourself? I say this as a right-handed ally. Hotep. Well, I noticed in this you said, that's right, I caught you. So I mean, you doing it too. You know, we all a victim of the conditioning, brother. The systematic oppression of left-handed people comes from the top, and it's invaded our language and the way that we think, everything. So, you know, and I'm a conditioned too. I'm conditioning a victim of 400 years of conditioning, my brother. Even my conditioning is being conditioned. Even my shampoo got conditioner in it. Think about it.
I'd hope so. So you call me hell.
And Miss Karen, us premiers are loving you guys doing these movie reviews about these sports, but the fat streets is feeding for some more of that hot fire lip smacking goodness too. LOL. Yeah, we do gotta get on those. We gotta do those and some more medium talks. Mm-hmm. Keep up the awesome work, you guys. Peace, be sans. And that's not Karen's fault. That's me. I booked that. So that's directed to Karen, but that is a cue for me to reach out to Mo. People to talk about this food. Strip club correction. Sarah writes in, hey Queen Karen and Rod, I just want to clear up something that might have caused confusion in last week's feedback show. I was laughing at people in other places in Canada who throw loonies and toonies at strippers. I can only imagine the hick towns that shit happens in. Looking at you, Alberta. If you come to Montreal, do not bring a bag of loonies and expect it to go over well. Oh.
Oh, we ain't even know.
Just bring regular paper money. Bring a $5 bill for a dive for five. Is it true you can't touch through strippers in the U.S.?
It depends on the club.
Yeah, yeah, some clubs you can't, some you can.
And depend on the state, because some states have different rules with how undressed the women can be. And if, you know, some wear pasties, some don't. You know, it varies per state.
Not everybody goes by the rules, you know.
Right. They may have the rules in place at the club. Go by the rules is a whole nother thing.
Some of these strippers out here blowing people and shit. It's crazy.
Right.
We can touch everywhere but where the thong is on the body. So basically only the vag is off limits. Well, butthole too, it seems. Every city has.
Well, I don't know now.
Well, I mean, a thong covers a butthole.
Does it really cover the butthole? It's a piece of floss.
Yeah, okay, I can. All right, you know what? You can't go to the strip club with me. You're going to get kicked out.
I will not, because knowing me, I will be a big-ass punk and be just looking at everybody.
Yeah, you definitely not.
I'm not strip club material. I will be just looking in amazement like a kid.
That's all the real freaks say. You're going to be trying to stick your thumb up buttholes talking about the thong doesn't cover it.
No, I will not. Because I know I wouldn't want nobody doing that to me.
Every city has different strip club culture, I suppose. I'm sorry for the confusing Quebecy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And lastly, Style Nosh says, thank you a million times over. Hello, Rod and Karen. In the past 72 hours, I have joined the Blackout Tips Premium, tweeted about you guys, left a 5-star review on Stitcher, and dropped this email. Woo, I did it.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy because it was all long overdue. Thanks, Karen, for reminding us that we can at least give those 5-star reviews. I seriously thought you guys were going to show up at my house and demand your money, because what you two do every week on this show makes me feel like I definitely owe you money. I feel like if I could pay for Hulu, I could pay for the Blackout Tips. There's so much I want to say to you both, but I'll keep it brief in the interest of time. Rod, your wit and considerate way of thinking through issues is refreshing in a world that doesn't do a whole lot of critical thinking. And Karen, you are simply a joy. I love to hear your passionate points of view, as they often come right when I'm about to say exactly the same thing. I always scream, thank you, Karen, for sharing your perspective. We need more women of color who are willing to share their thoughts with this world, with the world. And a sincere thank you both for you being so awesome and giving us all such a wonderful show with the Blackout Tips. Adding to your fan base in Atlanta, Style Nosh. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's dope, man. Thank you. That was a nice way to end the show. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You guys have a good weekend. And like I said, premium folks, I'll make sure to get some more movie reviews out this weekend. Mm-hmm. Because I've been watching a lot of movies. So we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. like normal time. And until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.